or talking to as many draft prospects as possible to get ready for this week's NFL draft. And as we get closer, we continue to do so. Welcome back. We're joined right now by a former DB from Florida. He led the team with four interceptions last year. Nine career picks, including three that he returned for TDs, 71 tackles, nine for a loss, three sacks, two pass breakups last season, a two-time bowl MVP. The NFL draft starts on Thursday. We are joined by Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Chauncey, nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. It's great to have you. So the draft is now 2 days off. Let me start right there. You're almost there. What has the entire experience been like for you leading up to the draft?
It's been long and tiring. Like the first half, like training for the combine, and it came up on us quick. And then like after that, it's just like everything going real slow. Like meeting with teams, workouts, and it's just like, man, when the draft gonna be here? Nah. Couple days away, so now it's like, I feel like it's coming up fast now.
Good for you, man. I appreciate that. That's an honest response. That is work. Of course it's work. It's a big-time job interview. Now, the thing that keeps coming up is when people talk about you, they evaluate your game, and you're talked about as a guy who's the perfect DB for how the NFL is played right now. In other words, you've got the speed to cover guys, you've got the size to match up with big receivers and tight ends, and you can play safety. The list goes on. So let me ask you, what do you feel like you bring to the team that does draft you?
Versatility. I'm the best safety in the draft. Like you said, I can play multiple positions. I've done what coaches call upon with three different coaching staff. So I feel like I can do the best. Pretty playing free safety, really. When teams call on me, I can play in the middle of the field. I can come down the park, covering the slot. So I just have fun, you know, doing what I'm supposed to do and going out, competing, and just playing my responsibility no matter where I'm on the field.
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, my guest. Now, because of that versatility, there are a number of different spots that you can play, but I've heard you make the point that nickel corner is a grown man position. What do you mean by that, and then how much do you like that challenge of being in that spot?
So when I tweeted that, I was going, me and my dad and my uncle, my trainer, was going through the Super Bowl history. The past 2 years, Super Bowl has been won in the slot. The past 3 years, and the Patriots slot receiver, you know, dominated. And if you just watch the game in the NFL, a lot of slot receivers are, you know, a dominant. Tyreek Hill, Julian Edelman, all them guys. You know, it's just they're just doing what they're supposed to do. And to get open, there's not too many guys that cover them. So I feel like, like you said, the new era DB, I can go in a slot and cover them and do what I have to do and hold it down and play within the defense and have fun. And possibly my team in Super Bowl wherever I go.
All right, so for those who don't follow that thing really closely, what's it take to play nickel corner as compared to playing safety, for instance? What's the biggest difference?
You're close to the ball. And you can see everything a lot quicker, so you have to make a sudden decision, a quick decision to make. If it's right, if it's wrong, just live with it and go your all and close the coach you up. So I feel like that nickel spot is like more, it's more like a safety too. It's like another linebacker. You talk to the linebacker, you talk to the D-line. So you have to get your through to get in and get out.
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson joining us. The draft's coming up on Thursday. Now, there are a couple of ways you can go about the draft evaluation process, right? Like, one of them is you could take all the negative stuff in, and that goes into your head. Or the other one is you can hear all the positive stuff and let that go into your head. How have you been dealing about everything that people have been saying about you since you did declare for the draft?
I've been taking both. But mainly, I take me and my agent and my mom, my parents, we take everything. We take the bad parts because you got to think about it. You want to think of the worst. What's the worst possible situation that you can live in, and what's the worst possible situation that you can handle? And if you can take that, then the good is gonna handle itself. So I feel like, you know, we're focused on what we can control. You know, we're not worried about what people think. I can go. It's just like whatever team calls my name, I'll just be happy to go. Like if I don't even get drafted at all, I just make the most of my opportunities and do what I have to do because I know I can play. So I'm just ready to go out and just show everybody, you know, the draft is just one thing, but once you get there, is another thing, and the steps you take to improve and play and take progression as a player.
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson joining us, getting ready for the draft. Now, one of the things you've talked about is that you don't want to just be a good player. You want to be the best player, the best teammate, the best person in the community. And when you know where you're going to play, how do you go about approaching being a great teammate? Like, what's your approach going to be in the locker room and as a leader?
Just going out there and just working. Put my head down and work. You know, I'm be a young guy, rookie, don't know the ropes. So I just want to go in and learn as much, open ear and open arms, any advice, any possibility that I can have because you don't know what might happen. You know, I might get hurt and never play football again. So I want to be able to take those knowledges that I learned from the steps I can in the league and just pass them down, just help guys get there and get to their dream. Because like I said, where I'm from, a lot of people make it to this point. So just to get here, where I have to stay here in order to, you know, make myself known, but just also going to have to do what's right on and off the field to make everybody respect me, just not as well prepared as a man.
All right, so when you look back on your college career and you look back on your time at Florida, the 2017 season did not go the way that anybody would have liked when you were 4-7, but then you completely turned that around in 2018 with a 10-win season, which included a bowl win over Michigan. How much pride do you take in the fact that you were a part of that turnaround?
The team voted me as a team captain. And like I said, leading by example and just going in. Like, I was one of those rah-rah guys who talked a lot, but when it was time to open my arms up to freshmen, open my arms up to a new coach and open my arms up to anybody, I just want to go in and be the best because, you know, I told them 4-8 don't feel good to anybody, and we're playing the big boy league, so we got to, you know, put our big boy pants on and go out there and play. Not worry about the record, worry about the score, don't worry about who's on the field, but the 10 guys or 11 guys on the field with you. So I just want to go out there, you know, and leave my mark on the program. And I feel like I did that with how we played, you know, how we brought energy every game. You know, we took some bumps, but we still brought energy, coming into practice, ready to play, willing to go out for our teammates and do what we have to do.
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, my guest. All right, and then you had a pick six in that win over Michigan. What do you remember about that play, and how good did it feel to cap off your career with a game like that?
That play, I was just like, well, we got to get him off the field so offense can take the knee. And I seen the ball, I was like, oh, yeah, it's time to go score, because I knew it was coming my way, but it was me and my teammate James going for the ball, and he actually dove. So I was just kind of hesitant. I'm like, and like, okay, he's going to hit me. I'm like, man, I'm out there playing for my teammates. You know, this hit wouldn't take anything. So when the ball fell in my hands, I was like, just get to the end zone, get to our crowd, and let them soak in the moment with me.
And Chauncey, last month, your son was born. What was that moment like? Talk to me about that. What was that moment like?
That was a life touchdown. You know, life came quick. And my son was actually, he wasn't here for the whole season. But he was in my girl's, you know, he was in her stomach. So that moment there opened my eyes a lot because, you know, I'm not only playing football, I'm also a father. And everybody say, oh, you want to be the best father you can be, this and this and that. But my thing is, I want to be the best father possible at any time. I don't want to be the best football player to my son. I want to be the best father I can be to my son. And I feel like that's the best advice I can get to any parent, any new parent, you know, because you can get life mixed up, and I don't want to get my son's life mixed up with my life, because once I play football, I'm selfish to it. But once I'm off the field, I'm doing what I have to do, I'm selfish to my son and the time that we spend and things we have to do to get accomplished as a man.
Hey, listen, you're finding this out already, but being a parent is like the most awesome responsibility ever. It's great, but it's an awesome, awesome responsibility. Your family members talk about how much you love being a dad. So far, has it been what you expected, or maybe on some level, has it been even better than you expected?
It's been better because as a dad, everybody said, oh, he's going to cry every night. He's going to do this. My son hasn't cried at all that night. He goes to sleep just like me, and he sleeps in his own bed. Only time he cries, he has to change his diaper. He's hungry. Other than that, my son just be off in his space, chill, watch TV. You know, he watches a little TV. He relaxes, but it's living up to the standard that everybody expects. It's not supposed to have a baby because everybody's baby is different, and my son is doing, you know, absolute opposite. And he did a push-up. And he may not believe, but he did a push-up at, like, I think a month old already. He just pushed his head up. I mean, that counts. You know how that goes.
Dude, I was going to ask you about that now. I mean, you put it out there that he's already a great athlete, that he already did a push-up a couple of days after he was born. I mean, is he backpedaling yet? Have you got him to squats and power cleans yet? Where's he at athletically now?
Speed turning. We're working on speed turning. Get your head around. As you get your head around, you go from there.
That's something else. Listen, before last season, you changed your name to Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. You added Johnson in honor of Brian Johnson, your stepfather. You'd been writing Johnson on your homework for years, but when you made it official, Brian said that he was in tears. He still gets emotional thinking about that. What does he mean to you, and what's it mean to you to know that that honor means so much to him?
Yeah, a lot. You know, he's been there since I was 3, and he hasn't missed anything. He hasn't missed track meet, football game, basketball game. I don't think he missed the spelling bee either. Not one time in spelling bee, he was there. You know, he told me to beat everybody, but I lost in the first round because I couldn't spell together. But it's cool. It's been fun. Just a big honor. You know, everybody know who my dad is. And now that they see that his name is on the back and they see the image I planted for him and our family, it's just like, dang, like, just because you have a stepfather don't mean that stepfather can be your real father. And he stepped in as a man, you know, what men are supposed to do, you know, come in, take care of my mom, take care of my two little brothers, and just be there. You know, being there was the best part. You know, everything else fell in place, but just being there for me, knowing I had somebody to, you know, run to if something went wrong, and just talk to them about anything.
Chauncey Gardner Johnson, my guest. So finally, he talks about how much pride he had in seeing that name on your jersey at Florida, but he's also said that he's still in awe of how good you are. He said, quote, "He used to tell me he was going to play in the NFL. I told him he was crazy," end quote. Yet here we are, a couple of days off. What's it like knowing that you're only a matter of days away from finally realizing that dream after all the work?
It's hard. It's hard to just think about one moment. Everybody say, what's the key moment to get you? But every moment really boiled up to this point, and every moment just, you know, built in for me. It's just all the anger, all the tears, all the happiness. It just built up to this moment. Like I said, I told my dad when I was young I was going to play in the film. He told me it was crazy. I told him he was crazy because he's not supposed to shoot my dreams down. And now that it's coming true, it's just like I got to go grab it. Now I'm getting closer and closer. But now once I grab it, what am I going to do with it? And I feel like once I get there, like I said earlier, I'm just ready to put my head down and keep working because I'm not done. I want to be the best in the world. That's how I feel. I want to be better than Deion. And Deion was my favorite player to watch. And I went to a couple of his camps. And I even told him, I'm going to be better than you. And then he laughed, but that's just how I think. And now that it's getting closer, reality is really going to sink in and just, I got to go get it.
In other words, like, who's crazy now, Pops? Who's crazy now, Pops?
Yeah.
Draft coming up on Thursday.
Yes, sir.
All right. He's a former DB from Florida. He led that team with 4 picks last season. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson right there on the precipice. Chauncey, great to have you on. Listen, good luck with that, and we'll run you down once you get in the NFL and you know where you're going to live and when you're going to work. I'll look forward to talking to you again.
Appreciate it. Thank you. You too.
Appreciate you. Well done. Good job. This is why we want to get these prospects on. Great story. 1-800-636-8686. He said, I want to be the best. I want to be better than Deion.